you're stupid.
Bonehead.
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 It's time for Boneheads.
All right, time to nominate another Bonehead. Tomorrow, you guys will be voting on Bonehead of the Week. This nominee is a mob hitman who went to jail because he was convicted of killing three people.
He whacked them. Whacked them good.
On behalf of the family, he was their hitman. He said, they paid me a grand, but I would have done it for free.
It's the family.
So he goes to jail. Now, you would think somebody who whacked three people would be in jail for the rest of his life, but nope. He managed to get out. He's on parole.
I've got connections, you know.
He's walking around free. He's enjoying life outside. But then he has a couple of drinks, and he gets on Twitter, and he decides he's going to send. And this is what he said. He was just joking around. He said he was going to send this guard at the prison that he used to be at. He sent him a note that came across as threatening his life.
But I was just busting his balls.
That's what he said. He was just fooling around. Yeah. He figured that the guy would, you know, send a sarcastic message back, you know, as you do, you bust
the
balls.
Yeah. And then the hashtag LOL, you know.
Yeah.
The way Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un do it.
Yeah.
They're buddies.
Yeah. However, I guess it's breaking parole when you threaten people's lives. So he's back in jail.
Well, you didn't see some of my other treats. I thought that I was just having some fun with him, you know, like, hey, have you picked up the soap lately? Hashtag good times.
Stay off Twitter, especially if you're, you know, watching your P's and Q's while on parole. So he's back in jail now, and we think he's a bonehead because he had a maid. I mean, he whacked three people, and he was walking around a free man. Will he win, though? Mm. We'll find out tomorrow. I mean, he is up against that guy who made a license plate out of a pizza box.
Doc and Woody in the morning. 106.1 Shay.